This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Bruchim Abayim to the Kol Agad Perka Monday National Shir. This week is going to be a very brief shir. And then next week, we have a break. Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Gimel and Dalet. We have a pasuk by Mamzer. Lo Yavai Mamzer Bekal Hashem. Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yavai Lo Bekal Hashem. A Mamzer should not enter the community. Even the 10th generation should not enter into the community of God. Then it says again, Lo Yavai Amoni Umayavi Bekal Hashem. Gam Dor Asiri. Why does it say even the 10th generation? What difference does it make whether it's the 10th generation or any other generation? Of what relevance is it? What generation is it? Why does it matter whether it's the 10th generation or the 20th generation or the 50th generation? What difference does it make? So, this question is attributed to Reb Leibish Charif. This is brought in the Sefer Tiv HaParsha. It's quoted in the Sefer Pitpume Da'iraisa in Koivetz Gilyone Shari Tzion in the name of Reb Ari Leib Tzins. And in the Sefer Lachzitz B'nayim Hashem, it's also brought in the name of Reb Leibish Charif. The question being, why does it say even the 10th generation? What do you mean even the 10th generation? Of what relevance is it, even the 10th generation? So the answer that's given is very interesting. The answer that's given is because if you have an Amoni that married a Bas Yisrael, okay, so you have a guy from Amon that married a Jewish woman, the Dor Rishon will be a half an Amoni, okay? The Dor Sheni will be a quarter of an Amoni. The Dor Shlishi will be an eighth of an Amoni. The Dor Revi will be a 16th. The Dor Chamishi, a 32nd. The Dor Shishi, 164th. The Dor Shavi, 128th. The Dor Shemini, 256th. The Dor Tashi, the 512th. And the 10th generation will be 1 out of 1,024. So let's think about it. The 10th generation is really one part Amoni to over 1,000 part Yisrael. Now, usually there's a principle, even though when it comes to Isser v'Heter, a Dover Yavesh is Mispatel Chad Betray. A Dover Yavesh is Mispatel Chad Betray. But Bibishal, if it's a Dover Lach, Min B'She'enoi Minoi, is batal b'shishim. But there are some things that are not even batal b'elef. There's an idea, a beria is not even batal b'elef. However, that's the opinion of the Bavli. The opinion of the Yerushalmi is that a beria is batal 1 in 1,960. Tat kas. According to Yerushalmi in Shumais, a beria is batal in 1,960th. So therefore, says Rav Leibish Charif, or Rav Ari Leib Tzins, you would have thought that the 10th generation Mamzer is only 1 out of 1,024 part Mamzer. So you would think it's Batal Be'elef. Even though the Bavli holds it's not Batal Be'elef, the Yushalmi holds it's Batal Be'elef. So according to the Yushalmi, you would have thought that the Dor Asiri is Mutter. So therefore the Torah has to emphasize, Gam Dor Asiri La Yavoy Lahem Bekal Hashem Ad Oilam. So that's what is attributed to Reb Leibish Charif and Reb Ari Leib Tzins. However, in the Sefer Rishimais Shnois Dar, they bring that there's another version of what Reb Leibish Charif's question was. Because Yushalmi asks, how do you know maybe a Amoini is Aser for 10 generations? How do you know that it's Asur La'olam? Because listen carefully. By Mamzer it says Lo Yavai Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yavai Bekal Hashem. Okay, maybe the 10th generation can't come Bekal Hashem, but the 11th could. Maybe the 11th could, the Yerushalmi asks. How do you know by a Mamzer it says the 10th can't? Well, maybe the 11th could. Well, the next pasuk it says by Amoni Mayavi Gam Dor Asiri Ad Olam. So the Yishalmi says there's a Gzeir Shava. It says Dara Siri by Mamzer. It says Dara Siri by Amunamayev. By Amunamayev, Dara Siri is even Ad Olam. So by Mamzer, also Dara Siri is Ad Olam. That's Yishalmi. So, Reb Leibish, as brought in the Sefer Rishima Shnar Starvadar, Reb Leibish Charif had the following question. Do we really need a Gzeir Shava? Bishlam, according to the Yishalmi... I'm sorry. Bishlama, according to the Bavli, I need a Gzeres Shava. Because the Torah says, Lo Yavei Lo Bekal Hashem, by the 10th generation. Okay, maybe not the 11th generation. There's no reason to assume not the 11th generation. There's no reason to assume that the 10th, if the Torah says the 10th is Aser, that the 11th is also Aser, so I need a Gzeres Shava. Because in logic, we don't even know why the Torah picked on the 10th generation to begin with. So if the Torah picked on the 10th generation, maybe it's picking on the 10th generation, but it wouldn't apply to the 11th generation. But according to the Yishalmi, that a Beria is batel be'elef, so I understand why the Torah said even the 10th generation is lo yavei lo bekal Hashem, because you would think it's batel be'elef. But once I know it's not batel be'elef, so once I know the 10th generation is Aser, no reason to assume that the 11th and the 12th and the 13th are not Aser as well. So in other words, the next level question perhaps of Reb Leibish Charif is that why do I need a Gzeir Shava to tell me that not only is the 10th generation Aser, but even the 11th is Aser? Bishlama, according to the Bavli, I wouldn't have thought the 10th was mutter. So the Torah said the 10th is aser. Well, maybe not the 10th. Maybe 11th is permitted. But according to Yishalmi, there's a very good reason why the Torah picked on the 10th. Because you would have thought the 10th is mutter. Because it's batal be tatkas. Kamash malan, that it's aser. Well, once it's aser, I don't need a Gzeir Shava to tell me even ad oilam. I think this is very relevant to this time of the year. There's a famous comment of the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar tells us that from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom HaKippurim are 40 days. Are 40 days. These 40 days have 24 hours in each day. And these 40 days have 960 hours to them. These 960 hours are metaher, somebody who travels through this time of the year, betatkas. Because even though the Bavli holds that a beria is not batal be'elef, the Yishalmi holds beria is batal betatkas, 960. This is what it means. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. God is the mikvah of Klal Yisrael. There are 960 lugim in a mikvah. The way a mikvah works is it's mevatel aberia b'tatkas. And these 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom HaKippurim are 960 hours. And even though the Bavli holds that it's not batal be'elef, the Yishalmi holds it's batal b'tatkas. Says Bnei Yisachar, the gematria of Tishrei is 910. But if you also take the Nekudos of Tishrei, the Chirik under the Taf, the Shva under the Shin, the Tseire under the Resh, a Chirik is one dot, a Shva is two dots, a Resh is two dots, a Tseire is two dots, five dots, 960. That's 50 plus 910. Tishrei equals the 960 Lugim with which a beria is batal. So this is sort of merumas in the parsha. Why does the Torah have to tell us even the 10th generation is aser? Why would I think the 10th generation is mutter? The answer is I would have thought the 10th generation is mutter because going down 10 generations, the iser, the impure lineage, would be batal be 960. And therefore the Torah has to say it's aser anyway. But this is analogous to the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, which is 960 hours, that just like a mikvah, whether you're ready or not, whether you're mechavein or not, even if somebody is pushed into a mikvah, they're tahar. Likewise, if somebody travels through these 40 days, ma mikvah metaris atmeim af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaher es Yisrael. So that's just a brief thought to leave you with. And Bez Hashem, we'll see everybody in 2 weeks. Okay? Take care, everyone. Zayit Matzliach. Bracha Vatzlacha. Kol Tov. Amen. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.